Hey, everybody, this is Shaman Sister Sindel, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that is sort of like a big white elephant when we talk about spirituality, and that is the use of drugs to help with connecting to your spirituality or as a spiritual aid. Now, there's a lot of different drugs that have been used over the years, from LSD, peyote, mescaline, belladonna, you know, a whole range of hallucinogens, to the ones that go back centuries but are more in vogue now. You know, there's just a million of them, but the one I'd like to talk about today is marijuana. I personally do not smoke marijuana anymore. But I have, and I am a very passionate advocate for legalization, particularly for medical use. And I believe that when it comes to relieving certain types of psychiatric problems and physiological problems, such as combating the nausea and loss of appetite after chemotherapy, marijuana is excellent and it has far less side effects than synthetic drugs. Now, it probably comes as absolutely no surprise to anybody, but aside from the numerous uses of cannabis as medicine, food, a textile, a tranquilizer, a painkiller, an appetite stimulant, and an all-around enhancement for basically everything, marijuana has been used as a spiritual aid for thousands and thousands of years. Meditation and weed go way back. As early as 800 BC, marijuana was designated as one of the five sacred plants of India, and it was used as a sacred offering to Shiva, the third god in the Hindu triumvirate. Our more recent ancestors used weed to help them get their minds right and as a pathway to get in touch with their spiritual side as well, especially in conjunction with meditation. As followers of this podcast know, and people who follow my blog know, meditation is not just for spiritual activities. It's been used for centuries to provide relief for physical and psychological difficulties, as I mentioned, as far back as 1500 BC. In fact, meditation has been clinically proven to help relieve anxiety, depression, to help with chronic pain. This is something it has in common with our good friend, Mary Jane. Because marijuana not only helps with anxiety, depression, and chronic pain, it also opens the mind, enhances concentration, it opens our connection to the whole metaphysical side of life, as do many drugs. This makes marijuana excellent for use in spiritual activities like meditation and shamanic journeying. Now, I want to make it very clear, I don't advocate the use of drugs to attain spiritual enlightenment. I think it's a shortcut, and in some ways it's kind of like cheating. I also think that sometimes it can open people up to experiences that they're not ready for yet. However, in that area, we're talking more about hallucinogens and more powerful types of drugs. A lot of people use marijuana for many different things, and if you were to use it to improve and help with your meditation, all you would need to do is just take a few hits and make sure you're not too stoned to concentrate and start your usual meditation routine. For those of you who don't have a usual meditation routine, it's very, very easy to get started. You just close your eyes and relax. Don't worry about clearing your mind at first, because ironically, worrying about it makes it a lot harder. Focus on your breathing. If your mind wanders, that's okay. When you notice it, redirect your attention back to your breathing. Try this for 5 minutes a day, and when it becomes easier to stay focused, try it for 8 minutes, and then 10 minutes, until you can go longer and longer and longer. Some people use music to help them focus. If you follow my podcast, you know I have quite a few rhythmic drumming and binaural beat tracks posted to help you with meditation. Once you get better at doing simple meditations, more specific types of meditations can be done. The important thing is to take the time to relax and to quiet your mind. It can make a huge difference in your quality of life. As we mentioned, it can help with anxiety, depression, chronic pain. If you're having a problem, it helps to meditate on it, and it really, really helps people relax. And in this world of rush, we definitely could all use a little more relaxation, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes a day. Believe me, everybody can use a reset of all their dials. Just go in the bathroom for 5 minutes and take some deep breaths. You will feel 100% better. The key to meditation is not worrying about if you're doing it right. It's whether you get something out of it or not. So if you feel better after you've done it, you're doing it right. It's easy, right? So again, I want to make it clear, I do not advocate, but I also don't believe in telling people what to do. Everybody has to follow their own path. But I realize that some people do it, and it works for them. You've been listening to the Meditation and More podcast with me, the Little Shaman. Thank you so much for listening wherever you heard it. If you've been listening on Podomatic or on iTunes, I appreciate you very much. We recently launched a new website that we're going to host longer podcasts on and be able to post a little more often. There is a donation button on that website, and your donation of even a dollar is greatly appreciated and will help keep the site running. I'm going to put a 3-minute meditation at the end of this podcast, so feel free to reset your dials right now. Thank you so much for listening. May the Great Spirit bless you, and have a wonderful day.